This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today a study of the enormously important question asked by the Roman governor Pilate, who delivered Jesus up to be crucified, when he asked in the face of the Jews crying out for Barabbas rather than Jesus to be released, to be set free, "What then shall I do unto Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they cried out, "Let him be crucified." Now, in connection with that, we have pointed out that each one of us must decide, we must answer that question, "What shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" There is no way to avoid answering, making some kind of response to it. What are the possibilities? You may either crucify him or crown him. You may crucify him as being unworthy, that is, simply reject him, or you may crown him as being the Son of God who is worthy of ruling in your life. Second, we ask the question, does it matter what I do? We pointed out that it does matter. It matters as to what becomes of you, as to your character. It matters as to your influence on other people. It matters as to your destiny, both in this life and in the life to come. Then we raise the question, who can decide for me? And we pointed out that it doesn't matter how much your mother or father may love you, how much your husband or wife or your parents may love you, how much your brother or sister may love you, how much those who are Christians may love you. They cannot decide for you. Each and one of us is a free moral agent, and we must make our own decision. And so only you yourself can make this decision. You cannot avoid making a decision. Pilate tried to avoid it, but he couldn't do it, and neither can you, neither can I. You must decide either to crucify him or else to crown him. Now, this question. What will be the result in the long run? You know, we tend to look only at the world around us. We tend to look at what's happening in the world, at what people are doing to make money, to gain power, to have sensual pleasure. And we tend to forget about the fact that the Bible warns us it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. We tend to forget that the Bible teaches that Jesus is coming again someday. In fact, as Christians are taught to remember in the eating of the Lord's Supper, they are to remember the Lord's death till he come again. Christ is coming again. His angels, the myriads of his angels, the 10,000s upon 10,000s of angels, shall be with him. And by the mighty power of the voice of God, all the dead shall rise from the tombs, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Both the good and the evil shall be raised, John 5, 28 and 29, and all will be brought into judgment. And there all of mankind, every person that's ever lived upon this earth from the beginning of time until the end, will be divided into two classes. Every one of us at the judgment will be either in the class on the right hand of the Lord or on the left. The Lord is not coming a second time to offer an invitation to salvation. He is rather coming then to make this final disposition. And the Bible makes clear in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, that all who do not obey the gospel shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction, from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. The first time the Lord Jesus Christ came, he was crowned with thorns. But the next time he comes, he will already come as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have one final question in our study, and that is, when must I answer? Not yesterday, that's gone forever. You cannot call yesterday back and decide, well, I believe that I'll decide yesterday that I'll become a Christian and love and serve the Lord. You cannot decide tomorrow, because that will never come. But you must decide today. It must be a present decision, the only time that anyone ever makes a decision. What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ, my friend? My prayer is that you will study the Bible for yourself and come to know him, to love him, to believe in him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to obey him in being baptized into Christ for remission of your sins, and to live faithfully until you die. May God bless and keep you is my prayer.